It's called the Delmarvelous Festival, and it's to celebrate the heritage of the Eastern Shore. Festival will focus, among other things, on Smith Island living and the famed skipjack. It's being sponsored by the Ward Museum and Salisbury University. Laura Bottinelli is executive director of the Ward Museum, and we sat down to talk about the event.
Well, the Delmarvelous Festival is going to be held on May 20th at the Ward Museum of Wildfowl Art, and it is a celebration of local traditions, bringing together a wonderful eclectic mix of all the things that make the shore wonderful.
Such as?
Well, we're always excited when we have folks from Smith Island coming out to demonstrate Smith Island cake making. There's also going to be a special feature on Smith Island living, which is going to get into more of the maritime occupations of the island. We also have Newell Quinton, who's going to be demonstrating scrapple making. We have some folks that are going to be demonstrating basket making and decoy carving. It's really just a wide variety of activities meant to introduce you to quite a bit of local history and heritage of Delmarva.
So how does this reflect on particularly the museum itself? I mean, how do you see that fitting into your mission there?
So the Ward Museum has been researching and doing programming related to the cultural traditions of our region for about 15 years. We have a program called Lower Shore Traditions, which is funded through the Maryland Traditions Program of the Maryland Arts Council. And we have a paid folklorist who goes out and does ethnographic field studies, documentary photography, basically trying to build a more full vision of how the art, nature, and traditions of this region are connected to the activities of the museum.
What do you think of that life is disappearing?
I would say this region does have a very strong history and legacy of preserving and maintaining its cultural connections through community events. So while maybe we're seeing declines in some of our agricultural industries or maritime industries, you know, the events that celebrate that history and heritage are thriving. You know, we have the Skipjack Festival, we have the Crab and Clam Bake, we have the Hard Crab Derby. So while maybe the working applications of those traditions are shrinking, the awareness and vitality of them in community memory and community events are going on strong. And one of the reasons we're holding Delmarvelous Festival is that, you know, throughout the year, you can really dig into any one of these cultural traditions at one of these other events. But at Delmarvelous, we can bring together maybe a sampling of all these strong, maintained traditions of Delmarva.
We have a great influx, certainly over the last 20 years or so, of people coming from outside, don't know anything about the peninsula. How are they reacting to these kinds of things? Is this a discovery for them?
Well, yes. I mean, part of this, you know, it's called like a heritage tourism experience, but it's a dual purpose. It is a way for to hold up a mirror for folks to see how it is the practitioners, the people who are working on the water or doing the traditional arts, to be able to see and create a platform for celebrating what they do. But it's also a way, a first introduction to, if you're new to this area, that you can meet someone who's in this, we'll call it sort of like fabled experience of the Chesapeake. Like, okay, I get to meet someone who works on a skipjack, and I get to meet somebody who knows how to pick crabs for a living. I get to hear about the, you know, the sort of the waxing and waning of these different industries. So as a new resident or someone coming through, when you encounter them, you have a much better experience. We talk about the Ward Museum being a regional interpretive center. You know, we have the luxury of working with these folks on a daily basis, but if you've just moved to the area, maybe it's only once a year you get to meet your local waterman.
So the Ward Museum is not just about carved ducks?
Absolutely not. and again, just getting back to that, you know, no one cultural activity operates in a vacuum. You know, we've been talking about this celebrating art, nature, and tradition for a long time, but the marsh life, the agricultural traditions, the maritime traditions, the community traditions are all a part of that sort of vibrant cultural pulse of Delmarva. You know, we didn't talk about the music that's going to be happening, but, you know, the headline concert is Randy Lee Ashcraft, and that's basically celebrating beach life and coastal beach traditions. We have Chris English doing a blues workshop. We have percussive dance, stepping from Omega Psi Phi, and that's basically a African-American dance tradition. So within any region, you have lots of different things that are coming together to create the pulse. And while we show off decoy carving quite a bit, those folks who are carving decoys, they don't live in a vacuum. All this stuff is happening around them, and it informs the work.
Laura Bottinelli, executive director of the Ward Museum on Delmarvelous Festival. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.